and now the losers are whining about competition. Foundations is next. Well, I guess I should have seen it coming. For decades, upside-downers have been forcing kids to play sports without keeping score. But lately, I've been hearing more and more about the evils of competition. Harvard Business Review opined that competition in business causes cheating. What? That presupposes that human beings are not free moral agents. I guess that's the updated version of, the devil made me do it. The monthly goals made me do it. Now, competition certainly causes pressure, which may force certain people's lack of integrity to surface more quickly, but is that really a bad thing? It should be obvious even to people at Harvard that the cause of cheating is cheaters. Competition requires rules, and it requires the players to play by the rules. If you're cheating, you're not competing by definition. Saying that competition causes cheating is like saying that symphony orchestras cause coughing. A barbarian has a new book asserting that our competitive culture leads to a lack of empathy. Aww. Here's a quick thought experiment. The most competitive nation on Earth is what? The most charitable nation on Earth is what? Game, set, match. You know, it just occurred to me that winners don't usually complain about competition. For Foundations, I'm Dan Pope.